I see my friends from Lyon, from Belgium, from France. May God bless you in a special way. We feel that the connection to one another gets deeper. And we are always happy when we can greet one another. Also then, when the languages are somehow a barrier. But the love of God overcomes everything. I was glad about every testimony. It proves that God is at work. God calls His own out. And I believe I said this here already. Many times we get letters from all over the world, from the kingdom Amman, or Bahrain, or from wherever, in Islamic countries, where we haven't been yet. But the brochures, they got there. And suddenly, they were somewhere in a dustbin at the airport. And the one who had to remove the garbage sees there the brochure. And behold, God speaks to him and shows him the way of salvation. If we wanted to give testimonies of the ways of God, then we should write, then we should say, how unsearchable are your ways, but glorious. He leads his own wonderfully. Also now, the word from the prophet Isaiah. God wanted to give a new name. Earthly seen, we are not only sons and daughters, or natural descendants of Abraham. We are sons and daughters of God. I read it to you from the New Testament, from Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. A white stone, and therein a new name, which no one knows, but only he who receives it. Beloved, I said it over and again, if one sees and finds the connection from the Old to the New Testament, and from the New to the Old, the absolute conformity, the same language that is spoken, the same thoughts that are expressed, it is just so wonderful. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And now there are people on earth who receive the Holy Word and who are sanctified in this divine truth. And we recognize the significance of the Word of God. For all things came to existence by the Word. God spoke, and it was so. He commanded, and it stood fast. And as Brother Branham says so nicely, God's word does not need to be interpreted, but it happens what God says. It was written, I send my messenger before my face. Suddenly, the word was fulfilled. The Messiah was promised. Suddenly, he was here. The outpouring of the Spirit was promised. Suddenly, it was here. Salvation was promised to the nations. Isaiah 42:6. Isaiah 49:6. I will make thee the light of the Gentiles, that you become the salvation unto the ends of the earth. We read of the salvation in Isaiah 56. We can read on in Ephesians, in chapter 1. Verse 11, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He has his own counsel. He consulted no one. Before the world was God, and God had a plan with humanity, and we may be a part of his plan. We may be a part of his word. And as Brother Baranowski said, one can say a lot, even discuss about that what was said, but one can also become a part of the matter. One can be born into it. One can be baptized into it by the Holy Spirit to partake of the divine nature. Pious are many, and there's also much philosophy on a religious level. But there are also people who are destined to hear the word of the Lord in these days. And these are the people who are predestinated because they are a part of the plan of God. We would not even be here today. We would have totally different interests. We would walk on the broad way with the masses. But God has chosen us. God has called us out for a specific purpose. He who is chosen believes in election. He who is predestinated believes in predestination. He who is destined to be justified believes in the divine justification. He who believes to be sanctified knows that without holiness will not see the Lord. And we allow the Lord to sanctify us, to perform a divine consecration, not sanctimoniousness, but a true sanctification that is valid before God. Not holy where the nose points up, but a being sanctified humbly in the presence of God. to know everything is grace. And grace cannot be earned. Grace is a gift from God. And the Lord says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. We spoke about the promises, and it becomes greater and greater to us, because we live by it, that our faith is anchored in it, because we received in us what God has said. Therefore, we rightfully wait for it, that it will be fulfilled. We could read from 1 Peter 1, 1 Peter 1, verse 5 and 6, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. How are we kept? By the power of God, through faith, because we are destined for salvation that shall be revealed in the last time. In verse 6 it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, I still have to read on, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. At the appearing of Jesus Christ. We wait for it. He revealed himself to us in the Spirit. We wait for the day on which the same Jesus, who ascended into heaven, will return, and we will see him and be transformed into his image. This is the promise, and we will experience it for the glory and praise of his name. This will take place at the revelation of Jesus Christ, not sooner and not later. John writes already in Revelation 1, revelation of Jesus Christ. He saw the Lord in his majesty, as he will come to rule in his kingdom. He saw him changed. He saw him transfigured as on the Mount of Transfiguration. He fell down to worship. And the Lord said, I was dead, and behold, I live forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. At this place, we don't practice religion. And we are also not coming together to just have religious entertainment. For me, these are hours of preparation. Hours of preparation for eternity. I believe it was our brother from Salzburg. He said some things have become new to him. I think we all feel that way. There is no sermon in which God does not show us something new or illuminates it unto us. Every preaching of the word makes us the whole program of God clearer. Our eyes are anointed. We see, we hear, we receive, we believe, and we become more and more a part of the matter of God until finally everything lines up, until shadow and reality meets. Yes, until the sons of God are manifested. Just quickly, one word from 1 Peter 2. I mean 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. To me, it's still about the promises. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. It goes always higher and deeper, and God wants to work all this in us. Nothing shall be missing. If we have become partakers of the divine nature, then we have faith. Faith, as the scripture says, because we have become a part of the word. We cannot do otherwise, because we were destined to it. Here all the virtues are listed, also knowledge, temperance, patience, and godliness, and brotherly love, and then the general love. In the sermon of Brother Branham, I have a comparison with Joseph and his brothers. And because he was spiritual, because God showed him things, revealed him things, his brothers were jealous. Jealousy came up. And Brother Branham says here, they hated him because God dealt more with him than with the rest of them. But what could he for it? God has led it in such a way. He had a special plan in mind, namely to let everyone survive. And one had to walk ahead, to then in the great famine, to fill the sacks so that the others survive. God had always ways, and he will have them until the end. And you know very well, when Joseph then revealed himself to his brothers, they began to weep, and they were very afraid. And he says calmly, "Don't worry. God arranged it that way to keep you alive." Can one understand the ways of God? What did Joseph have to go through? Only because God planned something with him. But at the end it was manifested that the hand of God was with him. This will also be manifested in the bride at the end. Why was all the world against Brother Branham? Why did the devil not choose another evangelist? There are hundreds of them. Some of them even want to become president of the United States. There are enough such people. Why was it about the one? Because God had chosen him. Because God ordained him for a specific purpose. Because God had spoken with him. And he told him, "Return to the tabernacle and store in the food." That's what it is about today. And by grace we may survive. Of the jealousy, Brother Branham says here, the old filthy jealousy. There's no purity in jealousy. It's nothing but filthy jealousy. This you cannot understand. But he who is confronted with jealousy, he has to deal directly with the wrath of Satan. Jealousy is something terrible. The devil is completely raging. But we are so grateful to God that we know all hostilities do not come from God, but they come from the enemy, and they are tolerated as trials. But we go our way with God, and this until the end. Then Brother Branham says, of the conformity in every area, in family, in the church, and then he says, if a woman would marry a man and would disagree with him, there would be some kind of fuss continually. But when a man and his wife, his girlfriend, his espoused, when they are in perfect harmony, like one heart and one mind, then they become one flesh. Now listen. Only when the church can get in such a harmony with God, until the manifestation of the bridegroom is manifested in the bride, then they are going to be one. Oh, what a great lesson. What is it about today? About conformity. To become one heart and one soul. One spirit with him who is spirit. I read again. Only when the church can get in such harmony with God, until the manifestation of the bridegroom is manifested in the bride, then they are going to be one. Oh, what a great lesson. What a great thing. You one with God. I one with God. We all one among one another. In the divine love, in perseverance, in faithfulness, in righteousness, everything what can stand before God, that we reach full unity, not the unity which the people want, but divine unity. As our Lord said, Father, thou in me, and I in them, that we are one. This is divine unity. God in Christ, Christ in the church, and we one in him. This is grace, and this is the final goal. Here it continues. You know, the Bible speaks of it. What will come upon the church? He continues to say here, God said, if there be one among you who is spiritual or a prophet, I will speak to him. And when that what he says comes to pass, then hear it. That's it. But if his prophecy is wrong, then God cannot be wrong. He is infinite, infallible, omnipotent. He cannot be wrong. So if the man is speaking, then it shows the man. If he spoke his own words, it will fail. But if he speaks God's words, it can't fail, because it's God speaking. In the word of introduction we heard, it is God who speaks. And we believe that God speaks to us through his infallible word. And we respond to it. We are grateful for it, that he speaks. It continues here. Then his inspiration comes from God. And it just will have to be right. That's the way God said it. Here many things could be read. It's about the calling out. The sermon is called the Third Exodus. And here Brother Branham speaks of the promise which God fulfilled then. And he says, we don't have a promise for another land on earth. We have the greatest promise to be with the Lord at all times. And for this, we want to get ready and walk by faith our way with God. Whatever may come, God will bring us unto our destination. We said it, and it's written in the Holy Scripture. He who started will finish. unto the day of his return. We are a privileged people. We have a great privilege to hear the voice of the Lord in these days. I told you before, I was phoning a telephone number, and on the other side it said, "This is the voice of God in Germany." And it's a nice thing that is being done there. And to me came just one thought. If this would only be true, if there is really a voice of God on earth, then it's the voice of his word. And we believe with all our heart that God has sent Brother Branham. As he had a Noah, a Moses, an Elijah, and the prophets, a John the Baptist, a Paul, and other men of God. So we believe with all our heart that Brother Branham had an extraordinary call for a special ministry according to the plan of salvation of our God. He foreran with a message, the second coming of Christ. I believe that with all my heart. But I tell you also what I don't believe. I don't believe that it's enough that one closes the Bible and says, "I don't understand it." And that one puts a staple of sermons upon the table and seeks all the quotes that fit into one's own program and builds then higher and higher. And the whole thing is so high that it reaches to the clouds, almost to the sky. But the Bible is closed, and this is wrong. The Bible has to be open, and all these sermons which came through this word, they all must be placed back here. Everything like this. Something else does not apply. What did Brother Branham say? I'm human. I could be wrong. But this is God's word. And God's word is my absolute. We know that the word came to Brother Branham. And it brought us back again to the word. I'm not criticizing. I have just great pain in my soul about the many excesses and developments which are caused by brothers who don't know the Word of God. And I believe that one has to be ordained for it, to get the access. One cannot just come and say, "Dear God, now I'm here. I will handle the thing." Then is fulfilled what Brother Branham said, to do God a service without being his will. No, the time is here to refrain from everything and to search the message of the hour in the light of the word and to read the word in the light of the message. The one throws light on the other. When I read in the Bible, the things become clearer to me. When I read in the sermons, the Bible gets clearer to me. Hallelujah! Praise be to our God. That's how it must be. That's how God wanted it. God didn't want to separate the one from the other. God didn't want to have a new organization. God wanted the calling out of the bride church. What did we get in the meantime? The most various directions. And because of this, the heart breaks. For there are people who are joined with God's matter. And to them I belong also. I'm joined with the matter of God. I put myself in the position of the two women who in the days of Solomon came to him, and both claimed that the child is theirs. Two said that the one child belonged to them. And Solomon had bounteous wisdom. He says, "Sit down, give me the child, and bring me a sword, and then I will divide the child, and give each one a half of it." And the one woman said, "Yes, that's the right thing to do." And the other says, "My God, don't. Please not. Give it to her. Give it to her. But don't divide it. Give it to her." And Solomon says, "This is the mother. Give her the child." Amen. Today there are many. They don't have the sword of the Spirit. They have a saber. And with it they jangle whenever necessary. And with it they split whenever they like. Without pain. It doesn't bother them at all. Reign and rule. Not with me. I'm a part of the body of Christ. Whoever wants to split the body of Christ, he cannot do it without that I feel pain. And I not only say it, I feel a deep pain of all these divisions, of all the splits. Sometimes I hardly can stand it. The time will come in which all the true believers will get down to earth again and let the Word of God be the foundation and everything else be built up upon this foundation. This was the will of God and this is the will of God right until the end. If I misunderstood, then it's because of that I stick to the Word of God. Would I go into various directions, then everything would be all right with men, but not with God. And Paul writes in Galatians 1 verse 10, "If I yet please men, then I'm not a servant of Christ." One cannot please God and men at the same time. One cannot do what they want and what God wants. My decision was made. I was born and I came to this world to bear witness of the truth. I was born again to preach the word that I and all who believe it will stand their ground before God. and you will still be misunderstood. I noticed it now in South Africa. I briefly mentioned what the Lord has spoken to me, that I should also not publish a songbook. And should not establish local churches. And already there was a great misunderstanding. And the brother said, then local churches are wrong. Then we may not sing from a songbook. And I just put my head into my hands. And I wondered, how is it possible that people have so much foolishness up there, more than actually fits into it? We sing from many books, and we are grateful to God for the songbooks. It's of course a big difference whether the Lord says to me that I should not publish a songbook because it's a sign of a denomination, or whether we sing from songbooks that others published. But he who wants to misunderstand, he just waits for that something comes. And then they jump on it, like the goshawk. But all this is not necessary. These are misunderstandings. They are just built in the hearts of these people. We are grateful for the wonderful songs, especially this one, Pfingstjubel, and all the other songbooks. But when you go back and watch how they came into being, then it always was a certain denomination. Who put together the songs of their choice. And this was their uniformity. All the local churches who belonged to the same thing, they've all sung from the same songbook. With the Baptist like this, Methodist like this, in the Lutheran church, everywhere, all have somehow a certain songbook. I just said this to show you how quick misunderstandings can come up. We live in a different time. There will be no other organization. Now the bride is being called out. Now it's not organized again. Now the organism comes together, and the organism is the mechanics, and then the dynamics shall come into the mechanics to manifest the power of God. I'm so grateful to the Lord that He has given us clarity and that He kept us in it. And will keep us in it until the end. And concerning the local churches, so you know very well that I believe with all my heart that they are biblical. I wish all brothers in their local churches God's richest blessing. But I cannot go into a city and in no country to establish there a church. I can only travel and preach the word. The rest I leave up to God and to them who are in the local churches and cities. Also for this weekend, we are grateful to the Lord. I personally could draw much. I was deepened in the things of God. And I believe all of us can say this. We could draw blessing and we'll take it with us. Is this right? Amen. How many of you love the Lord with all your heart? Amen. Amen. How many rejoice over the revealed word? Amen. Did it become really great to you? Did it become precious to you? Can you eat it? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That's what we live on. Thanks be to the Lord. I can only say, as I said before, he who started, he will finish. Also in you and in me, in all of us. Not one hoof will be left behind. That's how it was already in the days of Moses. Pharaoh wanted to make a contract with Moses. Leave here the things behind. Leave them behind. And Moses said, not one hoof will be left behind. Everything what is ours goes with. Who stays behind are you who don't belong to us. And that's how it was. God prepared the way for his people, but the way of God is only for his own. When Pharaoh and his army were driving on this nicely prepared way of the Lord and were hastening after the people of God, then God tipped the two walls of water that were standing left and right. He just touched them a bit, and then they were all buried. It was the greatest burial that we ever heard of. A nice burial. A whole army at one go. The way of the Lord is for the redeemed, not for the enemies who hasten after them. They perish on it. What is some for salvation can be perdition to the others. We read that we were appointed to obtain salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And remember the word that Brother Schmidt read from Proverbs. It will be a medicine for your soul and refreshment for thy bones, provided we stick to the word of God, to him, the Almighty God. Be the thanks, praise, honor, glory, and worship for that what he has done, for his grace, for his love, for his word, for his spirit, for the whole work of redemption. Thanks be to him also for the redeemed. Thanks be to him for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Faithful God, we thank you now at the end of this meeting for your great grace, for your great love, for your great mercy, which you had with us until this very hour, Lord. We thank you, O Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, for your precious word, for the revelation, Lord, for the promises which you have given. Lord, we see that everything is being fulfilled in our time, in our days. what was so long hidden, Lord. This you revealed. We are glad in you, Lord, in the living God, Lord. And we give you the glory and the praise and the worship, Lord. Lord, we ask you, fill us all. Fill us all with your power from on high, Lord. We need your presence more and more. We need you, Lord. Baptize with spirit and fire, Lord. Lord, take everything away what hinders your spirit, O Lord, so that you can glorify yourself. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise and thanks be to you. I thank you for every brother, for every sister, for all whom you called, from all peoples, tongues and nations, from everywhere, Lord. You are calling your own out, Lord. You will prepare them, Lord, for your appearing, for you will appear, and you will take your own to yourself. Praise be to your name. Oh, bless, Lord. Bless all, O God. My God, this is our prayer. This is our longing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.